Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships, to our orgasms, to our children, and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Welcome to the show today. This is episode 30. I can't believe it's already been 30. And today I wanted to talk just briefly about women working hard to make the holidays happen, but especially just the fact that you need to rest some over the holidays. And so I'm going to do a kind of a short episode today because I'm feeling just really worn out about working and thinking of holiday stuff and trying to plan all that stuff in my mind. And I thought of a lot of different episode ideas, and then I realized it would be worth doing a little brief episode talking about how the season is about holidays, but it's also about hibernating and resting, and you need to do that with yourself in order to feel healthy and give yourself enough personal time. And so that's exactly why I wanted to do a little short episode, because I'm feeling like giving myself some time to rest, and that's okay. And I know that there's always feelings of guilt that goes with that, especially during the busy season, but it's okay to give yourself time to rest, to take a break. That's what winter is all about. Winter is, for many animals, a time to lay low and be warm and hibernate and eat a bunch of stored food and not worry about going outside very much, not worry about doing too many things. That's what spring's about, spring cleaning and getting ready, you know, to start the new year off and all that kind of stuff. But it's kind of hard because, you know, the holidays are during this time of year, and generally women run the holidays. They cook a lot of the food. They organize all the social family events. They usually do all of that extra work that people don't think of as work. That is work. That is writing all the Christmas cards and wrapping all the presents and doing all the little detailed decorating that makes the holidays what it is. But it still kind of wears you out. So whether or not you do Christmas, whether or not you do any other holidays during the season, it's still a time when it's still just tiring. And one of the big reasons is because the days are getting shorter right now. December the 21st, the first day of winter, is the shortest day of the year, and we're still going towards that. We still have a little bit over a week until the days are going to finally start to get longer. And I'm really feeling that right now. I can tell that I'm just generally worn out. I've been coming home from work lately and thinking, I just want to do nothing except get warm by the fire and eat food. I don't want to do any of these other things that I have on my to-do list, which generally I have a zillion things on my to-do list. And generally I'm pretty stoked about doing a lot of them, or at least just ready to do it. I might not be excited, but I'm ready to do it. I know it has to be done, and it's not really such a problem. But lately it's just been really hard. Even though I don't think I'm busier with my general chores than usual, it's just this time of year. The light is less and there's so much to do and it's a little bit overwhelming. And the reason I'm doing the short post, like I said, is because I know that I deserve to have a break. I deserve to sit back and relax and not feel guilty about it. And that's the big problem, especially with women over the holidays, is if you want to rest or if you want to take a time just for yourself to relax, you feel guilty because you keep thinking of all these things you have to get done, all these presents you have to wrap or things you have to buy or stuff you have to do for family. Because whether you celebrate any holidays or not, this is still the season when a lot of kids have out of school, people have off of work, and it just ends up being a family time, whether or not you celebrate any holidays during this time. So I just want to say today, it is okay to take a break. It is okay to sit down and relax and enjoy some solitude or some companionship with your partner or husband or children that is in a relaxed setting that doesn't involve racing around. And it is especially okay to do this without feeling guilty. You should leave the guilt behind, because holiday season, this wintertime season, is not about that. It's about resting. And guilt adds a stress to you, which is not your body resting. You need to be resting. You need to be able to fight off some of these germs that always are around in the winter. And you need to be able to get ready, build up your energy for all the stuff that's going to happen with the holiday season. But then after that, the big long winter that can wear you down. It can wear you down emotionally because there's less light. Even though the days start to get longer, there's still less light. And it can wear you down physically because it's cold. And it can just wear you down because it isn't spring. It isn't the fresh new season when things are growing and you want to be outside. It becomes hard. You can kind of get a little bit of cabin fever because you're always stuck inside. But you should take that break. I'm doing that right now. I'm recording this short episode, and then I'm going to sit by the wood stove, and I'm going to watch some of my favorite shows that I've really been wanting to catch up on. And Jason and I are going to eat dinner, maybe drink some beers, and that's all. That's it. We're going to hang out with the dog, sit by the Christmas tree, and enjoy what we have, which is a great house and a great family and great pets, and be grateful for what we have and not worried about making the day more complicated and trying to fill it up with other things to do. So I just wanted to say that and remind you that you should not feel guilty for taking a break. It is about you being healthy and rested, and you need to do that. You need to take a break and have some time for yourself, just like naked time. Now is a good time of the year actually to do naked time. As long as you're not going to get too cold being naked, depending on how cold your house is. So I just wanted to say that to you today. And I also wanted to give you a heads up. In the next few podcasts, in the next few episodes, I'm going to be mentioning some information about a contest we're doing at O Woman Podcast for opportunity for you to win some really cool things, well, prizes, some of which I've mentioned on the podcast, or some of which are related to sex and women's bodies and our lives and that kind of stuff. So I want to just kind of give you a heads up on that. So make sure you're listening to the next few episodes so you can get the information about how to enter the contest. As always, please remember to like O Woman Podcast on Facebook. Remember to follow us on iTunes. And as I mentioned recently, please rank the episodes on iTunes so iTunes gets some feedback about the podcast and realizes that it is something people listen to. And once again, if you have any thoughts, questions, ideas for an episode, please email me, Emma@owomanpodcast.com, or when you go to the website, O Woman Podcast, leave a comment. And that's the general spiel I always give. And I just want to say once again that I love talking to you guys. And I mean, especially today, because today I just really wanted to share my feelings about needing some rest. And I really hope that you take these to heart and you give yourself some rest because you deserve it. I know you've been working hard because you are a human and you're a woman. And so, of course, you've been working hard. So take a break. And I love talking to you guys. And I will talk to you next week. Okay, bye.